Now let's begin with a simple deep breath in, holding it for just a moment before letting it go. And once more, taking a deep breath in, holding it, and release. Feeling each breath, allowing you to relax yourself just a little bit more. Just focusing on your breathing now. Taking deep, slow breaths as your body begins to automatically relax. This relaxation can start anywhere, really. You may feel it beginning at your feet, slowly making its way up your legs, letting them go limp and loose as you feel that relaxation moving up to your stomach, your chest, making it easier to breathe deeply and slowly. Your arms and your hands beginning to relax now, making it so difficult to move them, before finally you can feel that calming relaxation moving up to your head, letting your face loosen up a little, maybe going a little slack jaw. Making it so easy, though, to just take another deep breath in, hold it for a moment, and release. Or you may feel the exact opposite. Relaxation may start at the top of your head, feeling your muscles relaxing, feeling yourself maybe going a little slack-jawed. You take a deep breath in and out, letting yourself slowly drop down, that relaxing feeling from your head to your arms and your hands, going into your chest and stomach, just letting your whole upper body relax, making it so easy to just take in one more deep breath and out, before finally relaxing your legs and feet, letting them go limp and loose, becoming nice and relaxed. Of course, your relaxation could start somewhere entirely different. There's no set way for relaxation to begin, no set place. It may even start in your chest and stomach, and radiate outward, making its way to your arms and legs simultaneously, moving to your hands and feet, and then finally your head, letting each part of your body relax. So completely relaxed as you take another deep breath in and out. Feeling so calm now, so relaxed, that you may find it difficult to even remember exactly how you started to relax. But that's okay, because you don't need to worry about remembering how you began to relax. You can just take another deep breath in and out, letting any worries or cares begin to just disappear as you realize just how relaxed and calm you are. So easy to just relax and drop for me. Drop for me into relaxation, into this calmness, into trance. Feeling so relaxed that it's hard to move, unless necessary, of course. Or maybe it would be more accurate to say that you are so relaxed that you don't even want to move. But that doesn't really matter right now. I could ask you to try and move your arm, and you would find that even if you did try, it wouldn't move. It's just too relaxed, too limp and loose. Go ahead, try and move your arms now, and you'll find that you just aren't quite able to. More effort you try to put into moving your arms, the more effort that is required, until it just becomes so much easier to stop trying to move your arms. You can stop now and just continue to relax, taking another deep breath in and out. I wonder now if you can imagine something for me. I wonder if you can imagine just a simple wooden staircase, 10 steps, spiraling downward. And at the bottom of the staircase, you can see a bed. It could be any bed that you can imagine. It could be your own bed, or one that looks and feels nothing like your bed. Maybe it's a very fancy bed. Maybe very large comforters, pillows, whatever is most comfortable to you. That is whatever you will imagine. Now, just picture yourself at the top of that staircase, standing there, not really sure what to do. But that's okay, because I'm going to help you. I'm going to count down now, from 10 to 1. And with each number, you will simply take a step down those stairs. And with each step, you'll be able to feel yourself relaxing more. It may not seem too obvious at first. You may only relax a little when I start to count and when you start to walk down those steps. But with each number, the relaxation and the calmness will build on the last number, helping you to relax more with each number that's said. Each number building on the last number, the relaxation building on relaxation, the calmness building on the calmness, until you just let yourself fall into a perfect deep trance, as deep as you can feel yourself, where there's no worries, no cares, just that relaxing calmness. Begin now with 10, taking that first step, feeling your body and mind beginning to relax just a little bit more. Maybe not feeling too much more relaxed just yet, but it still is so hard to care right now with how relaxed you are with each number. So much easier to just relax and drop for me deeper into trance. 9. Taking another step down that spiral staircase, starting to feel the relaxation, the calm peacefulness, just a little bit more as your own thoughts begin to slow down and you listen to my words. My words becoming the only thing you want to pay attention to right now as you continue down that staircase. 8. One more step down the stairs, one more step down into trance, getting so much easier to just listen to my words as they help you relax and let your thoughts and cares and worries just drift away. And of course, the easier it gets to let those thoughts just drift away, the harder it gets to even think. And the harder it is to think, the easier it is to stop trying to think and just relax. 7. Just automatically stepping down the stairs, not even thinking about it, taking a step down deeper into trance, deeper into relaxation. So easy to let my words into your mind, replacing your old thoughts just for a little while. So easy to just let my words become your thoughts for now. My words are your thoughts, and your thoughts are my words, just hearing them echoing in your mind, guiding you down deeper into trance. 6. One more step down the stairs, feeling so calm and relaxed, and really starting to feel the numbers and the steps beginning to affect you. The relaxation and the calmness has continued to build on the relaxation and the calmness of the previous number, and it's just so nice. first member may not have felt too powerful at all, but the combined relaxation and calmness of all these numbers and steps will just let you drop deeper for me. Drop for me deeper into trance, into relaxation, into five. One more step into deeper trance, deeper relaxation and calmness, halfway down the staircase now. Able to clearly see that bed at the bottom of your stairs in your mind. You know that bed will be so comfortable and warm when it takes you deeper into trance. But you can't even be bothered to care about that right now. So much easier to just let it all happen on its own. Because it's going to happen. No point in thinking about it right now. No point in thinking about anything right now. As you just let my words do your thinking for you. As you continue letting yourself relax with four. Just letting yourself drop for me deeper into trance. Each step taking you deeper and relaxing you more than the last. So easy to just listen to my voice, my words, letting them fill your mind, drowning out any other thoughts that may be lingering and making it so easy to just relax. More and more, so relaxed and empty and calm that you can barely remember the last number or even the last word I said, but that's okay, because you don't need to remember. Trying to remember just takes too much effort, and if you try to remember, you may find yourself forgetting to try to remember even the last word I said after each word I say. It's so difficult to keep track of what I said, so it's better to just forget. So easily you can forget my words. It will still affect you, of course. But if you try to remember anything, you can just remember the calm, relaxed, empty feeling of letting yourself drop from me into trance and forget what you were even trying to remember. 2, you can see yourself on the last step now, almost ready to just sink into that bed and into trance. So deep in trance and relaxed, but ready to let yourself struck deeper, and you see yourself right there next to the bed on the very last step, ready to drop for me with one. No thoughts right now besides my words, no worries or cares. If I were to go silent right now, you may find your mind just completely empty, peaceful, and blank. Not even sure when you began to drop from me into trance. Not even caring, just enjoying the empty calmness in your mind right now as you drop from me. Hearing my words as your thoughts makes it so easy to just accept them. After all, it's natural to trust and live by your own thoughts, so it only makes sense that since your thoughts are simply my words right now, you can trust and let my words change the way you think. There's no reason to not trust your own thoughts. They are yours, and they have always influenced the way you behave or think. For example, you are listening to this file because you started with the thought to listen to this file. That simple thought caused a simple action, so you can easily let my words, your thoughts, cause more simple actions. Lying there now, so blank and mindless and relaxed, feeling so calm and empty, just letting my words continue to fill your mind. It feels so good to just shut off your mind for a while, to let others take charge while you don't have to worry about that hard stuff, like thinking. Thinking can be very difficult sometimes, after all. There's an old saying that ignorance is bliss, and I've always believed that to be very true. When you see someone that many may consider ignorant or even dumb, they just seem so much happier than many of the people around them. That's because they just don't even have to worry about thinking. They don't have to waste any energy on thinking anything and can just focus on their happiness. It's so easy to do just that. Just be happy and dumb. All that you have to do is think of a number for me. The number 100. Nothing ordinarily too special, but for you, this number will become very important. This number will let you experience that happy and dumb ignorant bliss. When that special number is 100, you'll be completely normal, just as if nothing had ever happened. So the only thing we need to do to help you feel that dumb ignorant bliss is change that number ever so slightly, and that number, your intelligence, can be changed so easily with just two words. Brain drain, followed by a number, will cause your intelligence to decrease or increase to correspond with that number. But reducing your intelligence will also increase your arousal. As the dumber you get, the easier it is to just give in to those primal urges. For example, if I were to say the words brain drain 95 right now, you may not feel much of an effect. You would still have 95% of your regular intelligence, which isn't too much of a loss. Maybe you would just feel a little foggy, find it just a little bit harder to put together thoughts, but nothing too difficult. If we were to drop you down to, say, 80% though, with brain drain 80, then you may start having trouble remembering things. Bigger words may start to become difficult to understand, your spelling may begin to suffer a little, and it will continue to get harder and harder to put together a coherent thought as you find it easier and easier to just focus on your arousal, as your hand begins to just drift towards your crotch. Brain drain 50, only half as intelligent as you normally are now, feeling your mind so foggy and heavy and hard to think, but feeling so good and happy that you just can't help but giggle while your hand teases your crotch. Not even really sure what you're giggling about. You just feel so happy being so dumb and aroused that you just can't help it. Even smaller words are getting more difficult to remember the meaning of now. Forgetting how to spell simple words. Numbers becoming such an odd concept. You aren't really sure what numbers are higher or lower than others, or even what some of those scary bigger numbers are. But that's okay, because you don't need to worry about spelling or numbers or anything like that. That's stuff for smart people to worry about, and you're not so smart right now. You're just happy and horny and dumb. And now, feeling even dumber and happier and foggier with brain drain 25. Only 25% as smart as you were before. But is that dumber or smarter than you were before? Is 25 more than 100 or less? Does it even matter? It really doesn't, because you aren't really worried about hard stuff like numbers or words. You can just worry about being happy, giggly, and aroused as you continue to tease yourself, getting closer and closer to the edge of orgasm, but not quite able to push yourself over the edge. Not until I say so. Just stroking, rubbing, or whatever feels good to you. Getting so much closer to orgasm with every word while it gets harder and harder to achieve. Mind so foggy that you can barely form a coherent thought. Numbers and words are just so confusing to you. You can just leave that thinking thing to other smarter people. And they are smarter than you, so they obviously know what is best. So while you are dumb, you can just do what those smarter people tell you to do. And it will feel so good because you don't have to think. They are so kind, doing all that hard thinking for you. You You just can't help but be happy about doing whatever they say. And the dumber you are, the easier it will be to just accept that what other people say is for the best, and that you should just do what they say. And now it is time for a very special number, the number 0. When your intelligence reaches 0, you'll be nothing but an obedient, horny, drooling idiot. But you will feel so happy to do as you are told, and so happy that you can just focus on your own arousal, that you won't even really mind whatever instructions you are given, as long as they don't cause any danger or harm to yourself or others. And brain drain 0, feeling your mind completely fog up as you lie there playing with yourself, so desperate to come and feeling just so dumb and happy and obedient. It feels so wonderful to not have to worry about thinking, to just let someone else do the thinking for you. I hope you're almost ready to come, because it's going to happen soon. I'm going to count down from 3 to 1, and when I reach 1, you will come for me. 3, so close to coming, but not sure how close I am to letting you come. How far away is 3? Just teasing yourself more and more, getting ready for 2. Are you any closer to being able to come, or are you just getting further away? It's so hard to tell if I'm counting up or counting down. Is 2 closer or further away from 1? Come now, feeling your lust and arousal push you over the edge. Feels so good to be dumb and obedient that you can't help but come for me. You've been holding it back for so long, it feels so good to just let it happen and come for me. Come for me. That's it. And now we are going to start bringing your intelligence back, just a little bit at a time, with Brain Drain 25. Brain Drain 50, still deep in trance, but feeling your intelligence returning to you. Brain Drain 75. And Brain Drain 100, back to full intelligence, but still deep in trance for me. Now, whenever you yourself, or anyone that you trust, says the words Brain Drain, followed by a number, your intelligence will change to reflect that number. However, unless a situation arises where you absolutely need your intelligence, only the one that changes your intelligence to something other than 100 can change your intelligence again until it's changed back to 100. If you were to trigger yourself with Brain Drain 75, then only you would be able to make yourself smarter or dumber until you said Brain Drain 100 and returned to normal. Just as if someone you trust were to say Brain Drain 50, only they would be able to change that number again until they say Brain Drain 100. Now as you lie there, you can just let the suggestions cement themselves in your mind that the dumber you get, the more aroused and obedient you become. The lower that number is, the harder it is to really even think, as your mind just begins flooding with thoughts of obedience and arousal, feeling happier and more giggly the dumber you get. It feels so good to be dumb and horny and obedient. Dumb, happy, horny, obedient. Even now, with all of your intelligence returned to you, you can't help but still have some desire in the back of your mind to be dumb, happy, horny, and obedient. It just feels so good to be dumb, happy, horny, and obedient. No matter how dumb you are, you will always remember the trigger and what the numbers 0 and 100 do. No matter how dumb you are, you will always know how to trigger yourself to return to normal intelligence. But for now, it's time to wake up, counting up from from 1 to 5 and waking fully on 5. 1, starting to slowly wake up now, letting yourself remember just how good it felt to be dumb, and maybe even feeling eager to be dumb again. 2, waking up a little bit more now, maybe wanting to try to see how dumb you can get while still able to do all your normal daily activities. 3, halfway there now, starting to stretch and yawn as your eyes begin to open. 4, almost there, ready to be wide awake, with 5, wide awake.